KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's partly to mostly cloudy and 26 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, a high around 28. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds, Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg, and Department of Public Safety Commissioner Stephen Bayens have honored heroic citizens and first responders at the 2019 Sullivan Brothers Award of Valor and Governor's Life-Saving Awards Ceremony that was held Tuesday morning in the Iowa Capitol Rotunda. Among the honorees was Matthew Van Bolle of Harlan, who won an Outstanding Service Award, which was presented to persons who performed a courageous act in an attempt to save an individual who was in danger of losing his or her life, or to individuals who unselfishly rendered service in a time of emergency. A total of 20 individuals from communities across the state were recognized for their courageous responses. And this was the first year the two awards programs were combined for one very special event that featured the Iowa State Patrol Honor Guard and the national anthem performed by Simon Estes. You can read more about this in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. A welfare check on a subject in Red Oak Tuesday afternoon resulted in the arrest of 38-year-old Dustin Franklin Cross of Red Oak. Cross was taken into custody for assault on a peace officer and possession of a controlled substance. Red Oak police were called to the 100 block of East Corning Street at around 4:15 p.m. in reference to a welfare check and made contact with Cross. Authorities say the man became combative with officers who were assisted at the scene by Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies and Red Oak Rescue. There were no injuries reported. Cross was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $1,000 bond. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported five arrests. Officials say 42-year-old Timothy Duane Snyder of Elkhorn was arrested December 5th for violation of a no-contact order. Snyder was being held in the Audubon County Jail without bond until appearing before the magistrate later that day and being released. And 39-year-old Abigail Ray Lennon of Atlantic, who was charged with burglary on December 5th. The charge stems from an investigation into an incident that took place in Kimbleton in October. Lennon appeared before the magistrate and was released. 35-year-old Brian Gene Snell of Coon Rapids was arrested November 16th in Audubon County and charged with driving while barred. The charge was the result of a traffic stop near the intersection of Littlefield Drive and Xenia Avenue. He appeared before the magistrate the following morning and was held on a $2,000 bond and later transported to another county on outstanding warrants in that county. On November the 9th, 35-year-old Brandon Behringer of Brayton turned himself into the Audubon County Sheriff's Office. Behringer was wanted on two warrants for violation of probation. He has since posted a $15,000 bond and was released. And 39-year-old Jeremy Daniel Schneider of Exira was arrested November 5th for OWI first offense following a traffic stop. Snyder was transported to the Audubon County Jail and held until appearing before the magistrate and then was released. An official with Menards confirms the home improvement store has purchased the Mall of the Bluffs in Council Bluffs and will tear down the structure to make room for a new store. The Menards spokesman Jeff Abbott said Monday that a company would build a bigger and better store at the side of the mall in Eastern Council Bluffs, just off Interstate 80. Tenants of the mall had reported that they'd been told to leave by the end of the year or sooner. Abbott said the new store was needed because an existing one was small and dated. Menards is based in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Iowa farmers who need propane to dry their grain as well as to keep their livestock and homes warm will soon be seeing relief from the recent shortage of the fuel. The Federal Emergency Regulatory Commission, or FERC, has approved two pipeline tariff amendments aimed at boosting Midwest propane supplies. Iowa Propane and Gas Association CEO Deb Grooms said the ruling will help to provide adequate propane to Iowa customers.
Enterprise agreed to extend the period for shippers to utilize propane service into the Chicago area that it had previously proposed, and FERC had approved on a temporary and emergency basis. And then the One Oak offered to make a filing with FERC that would permit shippers to release their pipeline capacity to other shippers on a commercially negotiated basis.
Grooms says an extension of the emergency waiver was granted regionally, which will help with any transportation issues.
It's going to help fill up those bulk plants of the propane marketers out there so they continue to keep serving our customers. Also, the regional waiver was extended to January 10th, so that will help with the transportation also to get more propane to the state.
While the corn harvest is very nearly finished in Iowa and the soybean harvest is complete, Groom says any additional propane needs for drying crops is now available, along with supplies to help heat homes and livestock barns. In our funeral announcements, LaDonna Ray Mullen, age 71, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for LaDonna Mullen will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Bernard Bernie Lee, age 90, of Avoca, died Monday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Bernie Lee will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Cuddler O'Neill Myron Woodring Funeral Home in Council Bluffs has arrangements. Pauline Haynes, age 90, of Oakland, died Sunday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Pauline Haynes will be held Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland is assisting the family. Virginia Wernemont, age 90, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at her home. A mass of Christian burial for Virginia Wernemont will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Diane Anderson, age 80, of Avoca and formerly of Harlan, died December 5th at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Diane Anderson will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Sandra Warden, age 69, of Guthrie Center, died December 4th. A celebration of life visitation and luncheon for Sandra Warden will be held on Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Guthrie Activity Center in Guthrie Center. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Marilyn Jacobson, age 97, of Fontenelle, died December the 5th. At Mercy Hospice in Johnston, funeral services for Marilyn Jacobson will be held Monday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Jean Mikulski, age 87, of Audubon and formerly of Atlantic, died Friday. Memorial services for Jean Mikulski will be held on Monday at 10:30 in the chapel at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Susan Warren, age 64, of Audubon, died December 5th at her home. Private family services are planned for Susan Warren. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan is assisting the family. Marilyn Gray, age 86, of Kimbleton, died Friday in Omaha. Services for Marilyn Gray are pending at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Grover Holiday, age 86, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at CCMH. Funeral services for Grover Holiday are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.